Scott, could you give me a little bit more on your background? You mentioned you had the issue with your son, or I put it issue. It's not an issue. It's just a part of being a parent. But your son identifies as gay, and I assume this stretched you. What was your background that brought you into it? Were you ELCA? Were you always open and affirming? Or has this been a journey for you, too?
Well, I think my own journey is, you know, I grew up in a rather naive family in the middle of North Dakota, and I don't know that there was any particular sort of world view other than my father was a pretty staunch Democratic Farm League guy. But I became sort of interested in politics, and I went to college because there was a draft on, ended up getting drafted anyway, and spent a number of years in the military, which was sort of one of those experiences for me that, you know, as you start to see the rest of the world and you start to have sort of those, you know, parochial kind of viewpoints that you grew up with kind of challenged. And I remember there were incidences when I was in the military that were kind of one of those oh-my moments as you saw racism and sexism really on full display. But I graduated from college with a major in psychology, and then was actually going to pursue that when I got out, and ended up going back to seminary for a wide variety of reasons. But so I think in my sort of DNA hardwiring, I have been always a more progressive thinker. I think seminary was a way, again, of sort of stretching me in different directions as I had opportunities to enter into conversations with people at seminary who lived all over the world. Then I spent a long time at the University of Minnesota also doing some postgraduate studies in the area of human sexuality. And so it was, you know, again, in those kinds of encounters that you start to have your sort of parochial mindset kind of challenged. And so when my son came out and finally said he was gay, I mean, it wasn't a surprise to me. And what was interesting, however, was some of his friends' responses, because his friends were certain that because I was a Christian minister that I would throw him out of the house. And that was, you know, for me, I think the biggest sort of shock was that someone would throw their own biological child out because of this. And so that for me was one of those kind of moments where, you know, that's the viewpoint the vast majority of people have of Christian, is that somehow, you know, I would just discard someone like, you know, trash. That was the piece for me that was probably the most difficult to deal with, was where did these people get that viewpoint?